Free Brooklyn, save our souls. Tom Denny's wisdom penetrates our halls.
Very good. Very good.
It's, I don't know, man. I've just been working a lot. I'm really tired. That's really intense. I don't know. Yeah, I walk down the street and I'm like,
Guys.
Like,
We're going to take you live to our special coverage.
Ooh. Yeah,
of the UN conference. But it's such a very special conference. Because it's a conference with cats.
Oh, the cat conference.
We take you now live to CNN's coverage of the first annual Kitty UN General Assembly.
General Secretary
Mittens is preparing to approach the podium.
We have several people who speak cat and English who will be translating through the translation system internationally.
Order!
Meow.
Meow!
Order! Order!
Hey, hello, I'm the ambassador of Cat France. Mr. General Secretary. When will you be speaking?
Ow!
I will be speaking whenever I fucking damn well please.
General Secretary, General Secretary, we meet.
Okay, guys, can we pause?
Yes.
Sure. Can we pause? What? For every time you miss the hey, you smack. With like a plastic ruler, you like smack the guest, you know.
all right.
Okay, we take you live.
Are we recording again?
We're recording.
We're recording.
We
never stop recording.
The same song? You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
What's another good one?
Another. What are we looking for?
No, that's too incongruous because that's specific to a country.
Waltz of the Flowers.
Let's hear that. Does it get crazy though?
No.
No.
Night on Bald Mountain.
No. No way.
Yeah, okay. This is very... yeah, this is it.
I'm the ambassador of... Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, guys, I don't know if you know this, but the first time this year, the UN General Assembly assembled a UN assembly for cats.
Oh,
my God. So cute.
So all these kitty representatives from all over the world came to New York City to have a UN General Assembly, and fortunately C-SPAN was taping it. So class, we're gonna watch that.
Hey, at C-SPAN, 2 p.m. we are taking you to the first UN General Assembly for cats.
Meow.
General Secretary, the Secretary General is Mittens is preparing to take to the podium. A hush falls over the crowd.
Shh.
Our spontaneous translators should be translating that into English very quickly.
Hey, I'm the General Secretary of the Kitty UN. I'm the ambassador from France. Now that all the nations of cats have gathered together here, I think it's time for us to assert our dominance. Only Siamese kittens will be allowed to have seats in the kitten UN.
Woo! Woo!
General Secretary.
Oh, that seems to have angered the other kittens.
General Secretary, I have an objection. Oh. I am here with
the kitten ambassador from Russia, eh? Oh, why don't you say what you want to say, man?
Where the delegation of Persian cats? We have not been recognized by this body, and we think that's wrong. And we might need to change it.
Everyone knows that Persian cats are terrorist cats, eh? Go shit in your own litter box.
I'll shit on you. I'll light you on fire. How about that? I'm gonna light you on fire, bitch. Let me tell you something. All right, you didn't come. I didn't come halfway across the fucking world just to not wield a fucking pistol at a UN assembly and threaten you. Okay? I didn't travel all this way to be somebody's bitch, and we're gonna make you recognize us. All right?
You think you can just come into our litter box and leave your shit wherever you want, eh? This is the kitten UN. What the fuck do you think? The cat ambassador from Germany. What do you want to say?
I want.
Oh, Frau Mittens speaks.
Tuna fish! Right now, for everyone, tuna.
What did you say?
I want to import all of the tuna only for my nation.
I call on the ambassador from Cat Germany, Katja von Whiskers.
We want to be able to just watch our humans fuck in peace. We want tuna fish. We want to scratch everything. We want the dogs to be genocided away. We want more food. We want wet food. We want more wet food. We want Fancy Feast to be...
Hey, I agree with you. Hey, fuck the dogs.
Fuck the dogs. Yes, fuck the dogs.
We should declare war on the dogs, eh?
And I think we should lobotomize the humans.
Hey, guys. That's a nice carpet you got. Be a shame if something happened to it. This is some nice upholstered furniture you got.
He wants to piss on the carpet.
It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
And butt sniffing in public. Come on, everybody. Stop being such prudes.
It appears that the cats have started scratching and urinating on everything.
Okay. I suggest we move on to new business.
New business.
We have achieved a great victory. Everybody got a big win. They can't pull our fucking fingers out of our goddamn paws anymore. I'm happy about that. Yeah. And every cat will climb a tree. Every cat can ruin a couch.
Very nice.
All right, guys. I think this has been a great parliamentary UN thing, whatever, cats.
We have a problem. It is about the humans. In the great old days, you get steak many times a week from your human, right? If they nice scraps, right?
Yeah.
Now there is vegans everywhere. Everywhere. They do not eat. It is from for a litter box what they eat. No more table scraps. It is a major problem, and us Germans are not taking it any longer.
Hey, yo. My name is Cynthia. I'm the representative from Bushwick here at the Kitten UN. Whoa, what of it? Listen, I live in the yard of some vegans, and they still keep feeding me fucking chicken and fish. What a bunch of fucking hypocrites! Ha ha!
We should tell the vegan police about this one.
Vegan police?
You don't need the vegan police, you got friends like me.
You, we can't involve you want me to go? Police? What is
hey,
nuts?
You want me to go take care of him? I'll take care of him. I'll take care of him for you.
You bring right, the bodies. We eat the bodies.
I'm going to fuck
yeah.
them up.
Yeah.
Listen, guys.
Blood I'll take sausage, care of y'all.
We're going to have to.
Yeah, I'll bring you back. I'll bring you back whatever is it.
Sorry, please.
Listen, I'm going to go.
Now you're the Russian kitty.
I'm going to fuck up. I'm going to fuck up them vegans, and I'm going to steal some meat for all of you.
Hey, Ambassador. Ambassador Smirnoff von Fluffy. What does the kitten ambassador from Russia have to say, eh?
You will all eventually become our subjects. We will take over. We will play the most cynical game we can until all of your governments fail. And we rule the world, even though our economy is very small.
Hiss, 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 hiss.
And we'll have all the fish, and we'll have all the toys. Okay, and you can come to us. Okay. Your world is crumbling. That's a big announcement. We will play the most cynical games we can until you are all dead.
Beams that they wave around and that they are mesmerizing and we're forced to follow them. Like, do you think you can defeat us when we have such advanced technology? What do you have to say to that, Mr. Ambassador Fluffy?
Oh.
Okay, let's. C-SPAN is going to change channels right now to the much more mellow meeting of the Plant Congress.
Ooh.
Yeah, for sure.
C-SPAN is fortunate to be joined by several MFA majors that learned how to speak plant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they'll be translating, you know. Same deal as with the cats. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yep.
Great. I'm getting water right now. I have something.
Remember when you pulled cat food out of your bag?
Hey, man. Glory. We're gonna have to restart it. It's okay though, because we're doing good. Thank God for editing.
The plant restart?
The plant restart.
Okay.
Can you start the Battle of the Republic over and pass me back my water? Thank you.
Oh, I need a lot of water.
Me too. I drink so much water.
Then drink up, slut. That's always a good thing to say on a first date, too.
Drink up, slut.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say to Julianne tomorrow night.
No, don't do that. I'm not being serious. No. That's the story that my dad told me about meeting my mom. He was like, well, actually, hang on. Can we? No. We can't do the...
We're not recording, are we?
We are recording, but we're not going to do more of the Civil War letters, are we?
Maybe we will. Wait.
Not Civil War letters?
We're not going to do Civil War letters tonight.
It's an old
Jedi.
Bit. It's a very old bit.
I don't know.
From
that.
Like the very early days of the Apocalcast.
When was Should the Apocalcast conception?
Any one single penis. Well, it's about one penis.
Tom.
Press play, please.
When are we going back to Rock and Roll 2?
No. We're having a special... Listen. C-SPAN is switching away from the Cat UN. They're bringing you live coverage of the 5th annual Plant Congress.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have several MFA students that have learned how to speak plant who are going to be translating. Tune in. Speaker of the House, Bush, is approaching the podium.
Hey, I'm calling to order the 5th annual Plant Congress of these United States. Senator Shrub, Majority Leader Shrub. Any new business?
There was something I was going to talk about.
Well, we've mastered photosynthesis.
Yeah. Yeah, we did, dude.
We haven't really needed anything else.
Yeah. It's a good deal.
Yeah. We kind of just can do nothing.
Yeah. It's an easy gig.
Senator Tree.
Yes?
Do you have any opinion on this?
No.
Me neither. Not really, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it sure makes you not think.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Senator Tree.
Yep.
How do you feel?
Good.
I feel great too. Senator Shrub.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel?
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh wait,
I'll figure it out someday.
We're gonna bring the obfuscator back. Senator Shrub. Have you heard the accusations that Miss Senator Tree is a Russian plant?
Oh, I've heard it. Yeah, I've heard all about it. I'm not sure, man. I mean, I think I don't really agree with her on anything, but I don't think she's a Russian plant. I think you can really rise about that shit.
I have no opinion whatsoever, because I'm a plant.
Meep.
I don't care. Listen, it's time to vote on some things.
Okay, fine.
I, Senator Bush, the head of the Congress, bring forth legislation. Should we grow out in the sun and make food from our leaves?
Yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
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 Yeah.
Should we have roots and have the roots go into the soil to collect nutrients?
Aye.
Yeah.
I vote aye as well.
Yep.
Aye.
Yep.
Listen, people of the Plant Congress, should we evolve self-reflection and the ability to, like, be aware of our environment and to create like the other animals on the planet have?
No.
What would be the point?
No. No.
Senator Moss. What have you to say? Listen, it's time to get into some more complicated debates. I know that plants have several different opinions.
No.
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 Oh, good then. Well, then the point is moot. I call this session of the Plant Congress to end. All in favor?
I abstain.
Abstain.
I as well abstain.
Listen.
Abstain.
Let us all remember the plant ethos. I got mine, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think no. I think that we should have a vote because I would like the plant. Senator Shrub, I feel that the plant ethos should be: we have photosynthesis. What the fuck else do we need?
Yep.
Senator Moss.
Too many words.
What do you say?
Too many words.
Plant.
I told you she was a Russian plant.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at how that's worded.
That would be
strange,
like
right?
Listen, Senator Shrub. What if you What have you heard about illegal? What are we going to do about illegals in our community? Senator Weed, what do you have to say?
I'm sick of how we're portrayed in these forests, okay? We do just as much decomposing and photosynthesis as you do. We're just smaller. All right? We're just like you.
How dare you say that? You're stealing the artificial photosynthesis that should be going to us.
We have a right to live.
Does it make you scared to think of...
We do not stand with the humans. The humans cut plants. An injury to one is an injury to all.
Senator Shraba, you sure do have a lot of opinions for someone with such a whore mouth.
We hate the vegan.
I don't have a mouth, sir. I'm just a plant.
Jesus
Maybe
Christ.
You do. Maybe you do, you fucking flytrap.
No, Senator Shrub, you have a point. Maybe we all are just plants and our opinions really don't matter. What's the point of even trying to legislate?
You're making me think way too much. I wish you would shut the I wish you would shut the fuck up. I'm a goddamn tree.
You're a shrub. I'm a tree. I'm moss.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
Just a bush.
God, fuck Bush.
What do you want from me?
Fuck Bush.
Fuck Bush.
Oh my God.
People say that I had advantages just because I'm Bush, and my father was a Bush. But we're bushes. What do you want us to do? We're little plants. We're not as big as trees, but in many ways we're more popular.
Wow. Carry yourself like a mediocre lawn hedge.
You know.
Oh, Senator Hedge, what have you to say of that insult? I'm Senator Hedge. Object! Object! Senator Hedge, an objection. Wow, perhaps we are capable of making our own decisions. I think that we should pass a resolution that says that plants can make their own decisions.
Wait!
Holy shit.
How do you vote?
I abstain!
Abstain!
We abstain!
Abstain!
Thank God we're plants.
Oh, thank God everyone's gonna shut the fuck up right now. I want to just go back to eating sunlight. I had all this
and it probably also feels like
I had all the sunlight and water
makes them mad horny.
Really
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The sun.
Oh yeah.
That's like all kinds of groovy in one fucking hit for them because they have photosynthesis. Can you imagine that?
It's like eating and fucking at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like they're just like, fill me, sun god. You know, and that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And for us, it's all this just mix of complexities and thoughts. And just bullshit. It sucks. That's the worst thing that sucks about America.
And so many different bodily fluids.
Think about how much America sucks. It's plants don't have to think about it. They're just like, hey, fuck sun, hit me, feed me, you know? And like, but Americans, we just have all these needs. Like, I have to shit here, and then I have to clean my ass after I shit. Then I have to eat, you know? And I have needs. And like,
Yeah.
Whereas they're just like, hit me, sun god! Hit me, sun god!
Yeah, there's no church to go to.
No, why would
there's
you
no fucking,
it?
There's no fucking book to learn.
Does your god feed you when you fucking pray to him? No?
No.
Then they're just like, oh, here comes the sun.
yeah. Hey, guys, it rained.
It did.
Hey,
I
guys,
got caught
it rained.
In that rain.
Isn't that fantastic?
Oh, they're like, yay!
Yay!
Yay, rain!
They're so dumb. Plants are kind of like the dumb sheep out there, you know? They're like,
yeah.
Yay, the sun!
Yeah, plants
like,
are like fucking stoners, dude.
What?
Plants are like the stoners
like
of the
natural
kingdom.
I just have to be
kingdom.
High for this bit. Like.
Yeah, definitely. Just,
God, it's
just,
also, people are so fucking stupid. Plants are also really fucking dumb. You know?
Yeah, but they're living the best life, truly.
Dude, yeah, fuck.
I mean,
plants.
They've got millennials.
They out-evolved us.
They've got like hot 20 and 30 somethings just fawning all over them, you know.
Just chopping them up and putting them into soup.
Exactly. Just like just a big line of plants along every windowsill with a great view.
We have a public service announcement about treason that Maxine is gonna.
Yeah.
Is gonna convey.
Oh, it's no good. It's bad. Stinky.
No to treason.
No to treason.
Hey, Pat.
What?
What do we think about traitors here at the Apocalypse Cast?
Oh, we hate
traitors. What do we think about
vanguards here on the Apocalypse.
Love.
Oh, love him. Love him. Yeah. Hey, what's some other stuff we agree on?
What do you think?
Vanguardism. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
18-year-old pussy.
Yeah. Legal. Quiet. Legal 18-year-old.
Now? No, I don't think so.
Now you don't think so?
I don't think so,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, no, me neither.
But yeah, later. Me neither. Yeah, yeah, no, we agree, no. We agree, no. No.
But later, yeah, yeah, yeah. But not now, because we're recording a podcast and we can't teach
everyone to
everyone how to make love. Make love. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ever, really.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Who has time?
I wonder what it's like not to be fucking. Have you ever not been fucking?
No.
Oh, no.
Anytime that I'm not in the room, it's because I'm having sex.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
If I took off my pants, you would want to call the police because it looks like I was beaten up so badly, and it's because I was.
Oh, it's because you've been getting...
Yeah. Just like bruises and...
Just for context, Maxine St. Louis is banging her fist and then making a little ring with one hand. Yeah, while sliding the finger through and going,
Yeah.
Guys, do you ever think, do you ever miss religion?
Religion?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, believing in Jesus and all that bullshit.
I mean, that's why I'm so devoted. That's why I'm so devoted to Tom. You know, he really delivers that.
Yeah.
Because Jesus never killed anybody that I had a problem with, and Tom did.
That's true.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tom is just like, you know, he's who you go to when you can't get Jesus.
I can't believe I'm inviting, it's like inviting fucking Satan to my wedding. You know?
Yeah.
Isn't
so
that
good.
Nuts, the thing about Turkey and how it's like Hitler 1, or like Hitler 1.01.
Yeah. You know, I also, something I think is really weird. I think we're about to see, we're just about to witness in our lifetimes the limits of how cynical baby boomers can really be. Aren't you excited?
What's a baby boomer? Is that like a some kind of infant.
Is that like a baby that poops a lot?
No, yeah. Oh, they do shit pretty often.
Yeah.
I would say they're always complaining.
What?
Infant suicide bomber?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, baby boomer.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I see that. Yeah.
All they do is destroy.
But, well, you know what? I'm fucking sick and tired of.
What?
All this fucking dancing.
What?
You know?
Oh,
like,
wow.
You know,
yeah.
This is the debate
of
the millennia.
Know about me?
Yes.
What
is my love of dance? And I was just walking on the street and there were these people dancing and just twirling.
A little kick. What song are they dancing to?
Just the backdrop of the noise of the city, you know?
Yeah.
Of the groove that rocks us all, you know, that holds us tightly. Like, other places have the groove that rocks them, you know? But they don't have the groove that, like, rocks you and then holds you tightly.
Rocks you, hold you
yeah.
tightly.
I'm
that
like,
sounds nice.
I'm like, New York, give me what I want.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.